Let's get right to the markets, which we've been watching all week as they've gone up and down, although mostly down. There was a rebound at the open this morning on Wall Street, but the Dow has lost about 10% of its value in the last week. And it was another down day in China. The Shanghai Composite closed down around 1%. And when markets fall like this around the world, a lot of people start asking a lot of questions about other potential weaknesses in the economy that may have been overlooked before. So let's kick the tires right now with CNN's Maggie Lake, who joins us now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy. I like the way you put it.
Well, yeah, let's check out the housing market here, because this is what took down the U.S. economy last time. And, you know, a lot of reasonable questions about whether the growth in housing has really been as good as we see in some places in this country. How's the housing market doing?
Yeah, and you're right. We need to ask this, because I think we're all paranoid. We're still so scarred from what happened from the financial crisis. When you look at housing in the U.S., it looks really solid. We're in a solid recovery. When you look at any measures, housing starts, existing home sales, they're sitting at eight-year highs. Home prices are expected to rise about 5% this year, 4% next year. Nothing too crazy, but a nice steady climb. And even if the Fed raises rates, you have to remember mortgage rates still historically very, very low. So that is expected to continue to lend some support. If there's anything holding back the housing market here in the U.S., it's our student debt. But that's a more structural issue about home creation. That is not really related to the volatility we're seeing in markets.
You know, that's another good thing to think about is student debt, because some people look at that and say this is a big debt bubble just like housing was.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, when you've got these big credit moves, it's hard to sustain them long term. A lot of people would say we're not talking enough about student debt, especially as we enter a presidential year. How are we going to work that down? So it is on the radar, but it's not one of those things, because most of it is held by the government at this point. It's not one of those things people feel like it has that systemic risk that when you're bursting a credit bubble held by banks, bundled into loans that we didn't understand. It doesn't seem that same way right now.
Well, that brings us to the banks. How are the banks doing in this country right now?
Broadly, they're also looking good. You know, they went through a lot of changes after the financial crisis, all those capital requirements, the regulators and auditors sitting in the institutions. And so, listen, the ones that are rely more on investment banking trading, you may see them get hit a little bit by the volatility. They have more of an international focus. But banks that are more focused on the consumer, and that's more and more of them, by the way, you know, thinking big ones, Bank of America, even Goldman bought some deposits from Berkshire Hathaway recently. You know, that's going to help buffer them. And, you know, they have all these stress tests put in place. In fact, I asked one person, in this all this volatility, are we worried about a long-term capital management? He said, listen, we still have a long way to go with regulation, but those changes that were put in place about levered borrowing, about, you know, really going on margin, a lot of things have changed. So it's less likely you see a hedge fund imploding because of all of this. So it does look like we learned some lessons along the way when it came to banking.
Okay. What about the parts of our economy that are tied more directly to China? Mining comes up. The mining companies have been way down in the stock market. Mm-hmm. Caterpillar, based in Illinois, announced this week that it's going to lay off hundreds of workers. So what should we be looking at in terms of parts of the economy that are directly tied to what's going on in China?
So all of us are exposed in the world to the Chinese economy. It's the second largest. Anything that's industrial, commodity-based, the pain's probably going to continue. But if you're gearing toward the consumer, a lot of people think those worries are overdone. The Chinese authorities want their economy to become a consumer-led, service-led economy. That's where they're going to put their stimulus. So people think, you know, maybe after we get through this little period, you're going to look at people that sell to the Chinese consumer and say, you know what, maybe they're not that bad. I know Apple got hit. We looked at a lot of other, you know, Yum! Brands.
Yeah.
People may be not so sure. Maybe they'll be in a little bit better shape, but definitely those industrial commodity-based sectors are going to continue to struggle.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you.
You're welcome.